tradition that the preacher stayed 2 years. Every 2 years they changed. And 7 years later, Robert decided to leave this congregation of 300 people and moved to a congregation in Richardson, Texas that had less than 100 and had a full-time preacher. He is still their preacher 42 years later. And they have 1,400 plus members. They started a church, they planted a church over in Plano about 5 years ago and sent 400 members over there and still have 1,400 plus in Waterview. He became one of the great local work preachers of our day. He's interested in soul winning, and he developed a home study course that he would go into people's home and teach them five lessons, and has baptized hundreds in that. But he also trained other people to do this, and he worked out a training film showing them how it was to be done. And one of the people who was taking the course said, "I've got a friend I want to show it to." He said, "This is for you. This is teaching people how to do it." He said, "I know, but I want it." And so he went and showed it to his friend, five lessons. He was converted, became Christian. And so Robert decided he'd better put that on video. And so he had one story. Now he has two stories. Two stories, all the backdrop. And he talks about Galilee, Sea of Galilee. He's standing by the Sea of Galilee. He's talking about Nazareth. He's standing in Nazareth and has all the background. But he also was greatly interested in teaching. When he found out about small groups and learned how to do them, he's done hundreds of teacher how to do these small groups. He wrote 21 books. And most of these books are how to teach the Word of God in small groups. There's one book that is the principle, and the other deals with each of the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, all the books of the Bible. And he gets the context, and he goes to the context, and where I preached for 30 years, whenever they taught a class, whether it was a small group discussion or auditorium class, everybody got a copy of his book because it's the best book, study book, to help you teach anywhere. He's going to tell you more about that probably. But Robert has done a tremendous job in preaching and in teaching people how to teach and how to bring people to the Christ. He's been a great, great preacher of the gospel. And besides that, he's a wonderful Christian man. I present to you Robert Oglesby.
Thank you, Jim. You know how to pick out the right guy, you get a good introduction. Get the wrong guy up here, you're going to get a bad introduction. I got to say, there's some Waterview people in here, and I've got to tell you that in the morning, you're going to get the feeling of deja vu if you stay in here now, because you're going to hear this again in the morning. So if you want to go find somebody worthwhile to listen to, I'd be happy. I've got two of you guys in here at least, and I'm serious. It will have a different spin, but I'm going to be presented there too. So anyway, if you've wandered in here, well, you're welcome to stay, but I don't want you standing up, Doug, in the middle and say, this is where I came in and leaving in the morning, you know? Okay. All right. I'm going to be talking about a lot of things, and I won't have time to explain a lot. So I'm going to tell you that what Jim was talking about, this book right here, Jim has a table in the foyer back here, Yeoman Press. You'll find some of these on it. That's a $3 book. It tells you how small groups work. If you don't read reading real well, it has pictures in it, so you can read pictures and see what it is I was talking about. He says, so that's what he meant. Anyway, those are available. If you get hooked on getting groups to respond, there's 20 books here. And so that sells as a set. If you get interested in that, you can go buy. This has absolutely nothing to what we're doing right now. But I just want to tell you, if you do personal evangelism and you're looking for an easier way to do it, we've got this in the video, and we've got it in DVD now. So it's also on Jim's table over there. You can find that too. Okay, getting all that out of the way, that's beside the point if you don't need it. But I wanted you to know that that's available. Now, I looked over this pretty good-sized room, and then I looked at the attendance in the room, which was smaller than the room, and I said, they really did expect me to draw a small group, didn't they? Someone asked me, how did you get so deep into small groups? And I said, well, I did training, and only small groups ever showed up, and so that's what became my specialty. If I'd had large groups, then I could have been a large group specialist, but it didn't work that way. I want to show you today, and we're going to work on the clock because it's a pretty big thing with us here. We've got to be on the clock. I'm going to show you that about groups. First of all, the church began really as a large group. And the question, of course, today is small groups, are they good or bad? And you'll find people saying, well, we like them or we don't like them. They caused all this trouble. And so I'm going to